Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and by phone today we have President Richard Davenport from Minnesota State University, Mankato. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning. Happy to be with you this morning.
Yes, and we wanted to kind of get a take on the, sort of uncertain political situation and maybe how that impacts rural Minnesota.
We've been giving a lot of thought to this here at the university, and Minnesota State University here in Mankato, we serve a great deal of the state. We're regional for sure. We do have relationships all over the state, and many of those relationships are predicated on working with the rural community. So there are a lot of unknowns, and that makes people pretty nervous. We know, for example, the immigrant populations throughout the rural area have increased very dramatically over the last decade or two decades. And that's a population that we've been trying to serve and to make sure that they're a part of the fabric of this state going forward and helping us with our many, many challenges. So from a university perspective, even maybe more direct to higher ed, is we're really trying to provide the opportunities for as many of the families and students to get an undergraduate education. And so my concern is that that's such an important investment in our future that I'd hate to see that go by the wayside or be diminished because of a couple of different things. The tax reform, there's a number of things we're all kind of scratching our head and trying to figure out the implications of the tax reform. And the other aspect has to do with the federal support of higher education. So the Dreamers, as it's called, many different names, with students that came in and have received all of their education here in Minnesota, but their parents are not U.S. citizens yet. I really worry about that population and making sure that they get an opportunity to get an education. So a lot of ways in which we help those students, and you know, pre-K-12 is very much involved. But the way we try to help those students is raise money. That's a big part of my job, is fundraising. So fundraising for scholarships, scholarships for need-based situations and students, and scholarships for, you know, academic achievers as well. And under the tax reform rules now, it's a little sketchy about the fundraising future and how that's going to impact our ability to fundraise. So to further elaborate, I would just say, because of the unknowns, our university received an enormous number of gifts before the end of 2017. And that was signifying that a lot of people have the same question, the unknowns. Should I make my gifts now so it goes under the 2017 tax return or what? So those are some things that come to my mind right away in terms of higher education, certainly providing opportunities for all students to get a fair and good education here. And then trying to find the resources to provide that support.
That's Dr. Richard Davenport, president of Minnesota State University, Mankato. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.